Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown of the companies moving the market.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Jordan. Today, we're digging into Analog Devices' fiscal third quarter 2026 results. And Alex, this one's got a headline number that's hard to miss.
Before we get into it, quick reminder for everyone listening. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Good. Now let's talk numbers. ADI just posted its first-ever $4 billion quarter, $4.02 billion in revenue, up 11% sequentially and 40% year-over-year. That's a big deal for a company this size.
It really is. And it wasn't just one segment carrying the load. Growth was broad-based. Industrial was up 53% year-over-year, automotive up 16%, communications up a massive 84%, and even consumer, which has been the laggard, grew 6%.
Communications is the one that jumps out to me. Data center now makes up 80% of that segment, and it grew over 100% year-over-year. Both optical and power products doubled. That's the AI infrastructure story playing out in real numbers.
Right, and it flowed straight to the bottom line. Gross margin hit 72.5%, operating margin was 50%, and EPS came in at a record $3.45, up 68% from a year ago.
And the guidance for fourth quarter is even stronger. They're calling for $4.3 billion in revenue and gross margin jumping another 150 basis points to around 74%, levels we haven't seen since the 2022 peak. CFO Rich Puccio said that's coming from favorable mix, higher fixed cost absorption, and, this caught my ear, price increases that haven't even fully kicked in yet.
Let's talk strategy, because CEO Vincent Roche spent a lot of time on what he called the grid-to-chip story. Basically, ADI isn't just selling chips that go inside AI servers. They're positioning themselves across the entire power chain, from the electrical grid all the way down to the processor.
This is the part one found most compelling. Power, not compute, is now the bottleneck for AI. Roche made the point that going from 97% to 98% power conversion efficiency sounds trivial, but cuts heat loss by roughly half, which matters enormously at data center scale. He even quantified it. Their Empower acquisition, which lets them deliver power right into the processor package, can save about $30 million a year in a 1-gigawatt data center.
And on the optical side, they're riding the shift from 800 gigabit to 3.2 terabit networking speeds, with optical circuit switching revenue expected to roughly double this year and double again in 2027.
The number that really stood out to me, though, was the SAM update. Their addressable market for data center and energy by 2030 has more than doubled from what they projected just a year ago. That's not a small revision.
Now, the Q&A had some great moments. Analysts kept pushing on one question: how much of this growth is secular versus just a cyclical upswing? Vivek Arya from Bank of America basically asked, "If I annualize your fourth quarter guide, that implies 20% plus growth into fiscal 2027. Is that real?"
And Roche didn't shy away from it. He said he expects a brisk growth year in 2027, driven by the AI and defense supercycles, Maxim acquisition synergies, which are on track to hit $1 billion-plus next year, and share gains across auto and consumer. He even said the analog industry, which historically grew mid-single digits, could sustain double-digit growth for years.
There was a great historical callback, too. An analyst from Evercore asked him to compare this to the late '90s telecom build-out, which also had big secular promises that ultimately faded back to trend. Roche's answer was basically, "This time the industry is far more diversified. Analog content is embedded everywhere from data centers to EVs to wearables, and there's no single customer concentration risk like there was back then."
What I appreciated is they didn't just wave off the risk. Roche flagged real uncertainties, geopolitical tension, potential rate moves, and the possibility that AI CapEx growth could slow down. That's a fairly balanced answer for a call this bullish.
On the supply side, they address capacity concerns directly. They've delivered above seasonal growth for 9 straight quarters now and are guiding to a 10th. They're adding internal tooling, sourcing more external wafers, and scenario planning for even bigger demand. Notably, they said there's still no real restocking happening from customers. Most of the business is still shipping below historical consumption levels, meaning there could be more cyclical upside left in the tank.
So what does this mean going forward? ADI is essentially arguing they're not just an AI beneficiary through one product line. They're embedded across the entire value chain. Grid monitoring, energy storage, data center power delivery, and optical connectivity. That diversification, plus the Maxim synergies still working through the model, is what's underpinning their confidence in sustained double-digit growth.
The things to watch next, whether that 74% gross margin holds as they head into a seasonal shutdown in fiscal first quarter, how the Empower and optical bets scale through 2027, and whether that AI capex cycle continues at its current pace.
Before we wrap up, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Great breakdown, Jordan. ADI is telling a growth story that goes well beyond AI chips. It's about the whole power and data infrastructure stack.
And with fiscal 2027 shaping up to be a big test of that thesis, we'll be watching closely.
That's it for this episode of Beta Finch. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
See you then.